She's frightened, she's angry, she's just terrifying.
That's author Susanna Cahalan describing the young woman she was while hospitalized for a month with a bizarre and baffling illness.
In a lot of ways, I've been trying to reconcile who that person was with who I am now.
And she's been doing that both by looking inward and by sharing her remarkable journey and the many lessons it offers.
It's given me such purpose in my life.
I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
I'd always wanted to work as a news reporter, so this was a very exciting time.
It was early 2009, and Susanna Cahalan was working for the New York Post when strange things started happening.
I had flu-like symptoms. Then I had a numbness on one side of my body.
Soon she was battling severe mood swings.
I would be very depressed one moment, and then kind of extremely happy the next moment.
Then came hallucinations and seizures. Before long, she wound up at NYU Medical Center, where test after test failed to reveal what was going on, until a specialist asked her to draw a clock.
By the time I was done, all the numbers were kind of condensed on the right-hand side of the clock.
For her doctor, that pulled everything together.
This, to him, revealed that the right-hand side of my brain, which is responsible for the left field of vision, was impaired in some serious way.
Cahalan was diagnosed with a form of autoimmune encephalitis and got the treatment she needed. She went back to the Post and wrote an article about her ordeal. That led to a national TV appearance and a flood of email.
People saying, I think I have this, or I think my daughter has this, or I saw your story and I got diagnosed because of it.
Cahalan knew she had to do more, so she spent a year writing her memoir, Brain on Fire, and with its phenomenal success and her nonprofit advocacy, Cahalan hopes to drive home this message.
We make this distinction between mind and body, but mind and body are one.
To learn more about how Susanna Cahalan is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.